and I think that one, if I remember right, is kind of like a late afternoon game, too. I'll double check on that tip time. Well, we're getting ready for action here in the second half. Baraboo leads Sparta by 9. It'll be Baraboo basketball. Looks like the Spartans are going to show full court pressure coming out of the break. Man-to-man, full court pressure. Carter Rivas.
We haven't seen either team doing that so far yet.
Rivas finds Romano Thompson, who finds Hannigan. And the Thunderbirds will set up their half-court offense. Sparta showing man-to-man defense again. Hannigan stops and pops 70 feet. Looks like that was tipped. Ball comes away to Cott. Kicks it up court.
If it wasn't tipped, it defied the laws of gravity.
Ooh, there's a nice looking feed to Gavin Reed in the paint. Can he score over Olsen? He cannot. Misses. Rivas comes away with the rebound. Nice looking kick to Isaiah Romano Thompson. Layup from the left side. No good, but Rivas comes away with the offensive rebound and is fouled as he looks to drive baseline. Baraboo's going to inbound from the baseline here. They are right in front of us now in the second half. The Thunderbirds move to our left here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. Rivas passes up a three, but penetrates to the lane and scores. A three-foot floater. Rivas has his first field goal. Thunderbirds have their largest lead at 11 points. There's a little give-and-go action for the Spartans. They find Berendez. Now he gets over to Reed. Reed off the mark again. Rebound into the hands of Hannigan. He wants to push.
Continue to be impressed by the Thunderbird defense, though, contesting everything. And Carter Rivas is eating out.
There's a Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Carter Rivas with a three-point hit from the left corner. Back-to-back field goals for the sophomore, and it's 35-21 Baraboo. Sparta in need of an answer. But Reed has his pocket picked by Hannigan, who kicks it up to Rivas. Guess what? There he is again. Ooh, layup attempt, no good. But he draws a foul and is going to get a chance to score from the charity stripe.
So a nice start so far for the Thunderbirds here in the early part of the second half.
And we should reset the point you were making there when Carter Rivas hit that three about the Thunderbirds' defense here early in the second half.
Yeah, they've played hard. You know a Coach Fish team is going to play hard, but tonight they're contesting everything.
Rivas sinks his first free throw, so he's got a quick six just like that. Second free throw is in the air. That is a swish. How about that?
Baraboo. 7 quick points for Rivas here.
They're on a heater here to start the second half, leading by 16. On the drive for Sparta, Caden Cott picks up his dribble, kicks it out, faking the threes, Geyer, and he gets all the way to the rim. Kicks it off the glass from the left side for a layup. Grant Geyer continues to impress. He's in double digits. Isaiah Romano Thompson's going to throw a three up from the left wing. No good. Halftime score of Reedsburg from Christy Feld. Thunderbirds trail 37-26 at the half. Here the Thunderbirds have built a 14-point lead with some stifling defense. There really is nowhere for the Spartans to go. Now whirling to the lane is Caden Cott. He scores off the glass, his second field goal.
And nice little spin move by Cott, but no help there to cut him off.
Olsen coming out, setting a screen for Hannigan. Hannigan drives, nice little dish. Olsen gathers, shoots off the mark. Rebound to Gavin
Reed. It was a nice pass, but he got it to him in a tough spot.
Right. Good thought. Just a little hard to handle.
Got the ball low, and it was just hard to get a handle on it, like you said.
And we've got a foul on the floor here on the far end.
Defensive foul. This call against Baraboo number 5, Alex Hannigan.
They got Hannigan.
So for Hannigan, that'll be his second. First team foul here in the second half.
Spartans will inbound from under their own basket. Set up their half-court offense. They trail by 12. Thunderbirds have been in control. And there's a foul on the ball. They're going to get Romano Thompson. I believe that's three.
Yeah, it is. But that easily could have been an offensive foul. He pushed off.
John Moon is going to check back in. He'll replace Romano Thompson.
Johnny did some good things in the first half.
Sure did.
John Moon.
it's nice that we have guys who can come in off the bench and you don't miss a beat.
Caden Cott picks up his dribble in the lane. Finds Geyer. Oh, who fires it. Looking for a teammate.
Another zig when you shoot a zag move.
He found a teammate, but he was on the bench. Out of bounds. Turnover for Sparta. Baraboo basketball. Geyer now showing token man-to-man pressure near midcourt. Hannigan passes to Rivas across the timeline. Thunderbirds looking to work their half-court offense.
I think if they fall behind any further, they may have to put on more than token pressure.
Indeed. Thunderbirds patiently working it around the perimeter. Hannigan now driving baseline. Kicks it out to Moon. Swings it to Rivas. Fakes the three. Finds Olsen in the lane. His shot is blocked by Gavin Reed. Coming away with the ball is Grant Geyer. Turnover, Baraboo. Geyer picks up his dribble. Spartans have been doing a lot of that. They make a little penetration, then pick up the dribble. Ball's dead. Oh, look at that. A circus shot from Laufenberg. No good. A
little finger roll.
Dr. J would have loved it. But the Thunderbirds come away with the rebound. Now Hannigan with a floater. High off the glass. A little too strong. No good. Gavin Reed with the rebound. Gets it up court to Owen Berendez. Oh, he's got a wide open teammate under the hoop. Right side with a layup. That's good for Caden Cott. He has six. 37-27. Baraboo leads Sparta. Under 14 minutes to go in the game. And we got a timeout. Coach Fish is going to take a 30-second timeout. Well, a furious start to the second half here, John. The T-Birds held a 9-point lead, pushed it up even higher, and looks like the Spartans are going to be game for trying to get back in the game here.
Yeah, and right now a 10-point lead for the Thunderbirds, and you know, obviously they're going to want to control the tempo of the game here.
Thunderbirds have been able to go fairly deep in the bench, like you mentioned. They seem to not miss a beat when they do so. Spartans have as well. We've seen the majority of the roster check in, get a little action tonight.
I think that's one of the things I noticed as a strength of the Thunderbirds here early in the season, is that you're getting quality minutes off of the bench. And those guys may not come in and score a ton of points, but they also aren't giving up any. And
right.
You know, they're coming in and they're doing their job. And like Brady came in and scored 5 quick points in the first half.
And speak of the devil, Brady Bauer is back in the ball game. He has just checked in after the timeout. And Coach Shell is talking things over with
the
officials.
I'm not sure what the confusion is here, but
I think there was some condensation, some wetness on the court, getting things dried up. Coach Fish has got a towel. This is where we need some kind of a sponsor, like a laundry sponsor. Or Swiffer, maybe. I don't know.
Speedy Queen.
So we're going to get things dried up here. Baraboo basketball. They lead by 10. John Moon is going to inbound from the sideline. They're taking their sweet time here.
Be more than just moisture.
So it's something in front of the Sparta bench. I don't know if they're going to have to get out the actual mop. All right, while we figure this out, let me run down some of the other action here. Gymnastics team has an invitational tomorrow, then they're going to be at Milton on Tuesday. Boys swimming team has an invitational at Fort Atkinson tomorrow, and then they'll host Sauk Prairie on Tuesday. Wrestling team has an invitational tomorrow at Toma. Boys hockey hosts Beaver Dam on Tuesday. Girls hockey hosts Chippewa Falls tomorrow. And the girls basketball team is in Reedsburg tonight. They're trailing at the half. They also will host McFarland on Tuesday. We hope you can join us right here, whether it's on 99.7 Max FM, on the Civic Media mobile app, at max.fm on the internet, or on the NFHS video streaming network. Christy Feld and I will be on the call. She's keeping an eye on that Reedsburg game. She and Chris Cuter both have been Johnny on the spot with some score updates. Currently at the half, like we mentioned, halftime score is Reedsburg 37, Baraboo 26. So we've got some more team personnel with some more towels.
I don't know what the deal. Did you have your Jerry Curl in earlier and you walked down there and it's all over the floor now?
That's not a bad idea. Maybe I should try that look.
The Pasquale Perez look.
Pasquale. That's another good grid play, by the way. I don't know what is going on over there. I only wondered, like, somebody spill a soda or something? Where somehow,
you know, that's what I'm thinking. It's something sticky that's not that easy to wipe up.
Yeah. Anybody got any Clorox wipes? So for the T-Birds, they come into the game shooting 41% from inside the arc, 31% from beyond the arc, and 62% at the line. Looks like we're going to be ready for action here. John Moon, they moved the throw-in spot. I don't know if that's related to moisture.
You know, I remember back in the day when I was coaching middle school basketball, once I drew up a play on the floor thinking I had an erasable marker.
Oh.
And I unfortunately, it was a permanent marker, and I had to use a towel to cover that up.
Oops. Hannigan on the drive, picks up his dribble. He needs help. Fires it out to Bear Lefevre. Thunderbirds lead by 10, 13.5 to go. Sparta continues to apply man-to-man defense. Dan Olson's got it at the top of the key. He finds Hannigan near the logo. They swing it out to Lefevre. Corner three, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Olson. Where did he come from? Now he drives baseline, but his pass is intercepted. Gus Tripp.
Well, got knocked away and into the hands of a Spartan.
Now it's Cott driving, dishing. Gavin Reed has it stripped away, but he regains possession. And Bear Lefevre comes away with a steal.
Wow, just a turnover exchange.
Pass up court. Brady Bauer can't quite handle it. It's out of bounds to the Spartans.
And speaking of drawing up that play, on that was over at the old middle school in Boston. I'm sure I made a custodian either angry or put in for overtime.
Make any friends that day. Nate Guns has checked back in, replacing Loffenberg. Sparta basketball. Okay, now we got 45. I don't have a 45.
I don't have a 45 either. I have a 44.
Same. Well, this ball is out of bounds off Sparta. Another turnover. The Spartans have been plagued by turnovers here during this Baraboo run, in which they've not only come back but taken a stranglehold on the lead. Now checking in for Sparta, 23. That's Zach True.
I think 45
he
is
replaces
Zach
Gavin
Gibson.
Reed. But he's 44. Right.
And the program, it had lists his number as 44 and 45, so he might have a different home and away.
But I'm pretty sure we saw him earlier. Well, we'll see if he checks back in. It's a mystery. Okay, we'll figure this out.
You're right, though. I do think there's a 44 on the bench.
Meanwhile, we've got a loose ball near midcourt. They're going to have to call this. Oh, I thought they were going to call it tie-up, but they're going to call it timeout Sparta. There is a 44 because we saw him earlier in the game.
Yep, you're right. There is a 44, so I don't know who 45 is.
We're confused.
So we're going to just make up a name.
Joe okay. Schmo.
Newt Gingrich.
So we've got a timeout Sparta here with 12.5 to go. We've had more inaction than we've had action here in the middle of the second half.
I did a girls hockey game on the radio once, and I didn't have a program, so I just made up names for the
You, know. You assume the road team wasn't listening?
Yep. It was over in Beaver Dam.
Sally Struthers, shot, score!
I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg scored a hat trick in that game.
Assist from Penelope Cruz. Incredible. All right. Mercifully, brief timeout. It's going to be Sparta basketball. They're going to inbound from the far sideline. They trail by 10. We are under 12.5 to go here in this non-conference affair between the Spartans of the Mississippi Valley Conference and the Thunderbirds, the Badgers small. Of course, these two schools are in the same conference for football. The Thunderbirds are in the Mississippi Valley, but not basketball. I'll let the WIAA explain all that to you. Sparta basketball, they need a spark.
No, they don't.
Joe Schmo on the drive, and he picks up a foul. Schmo is making things happen, and he's going to inbound from the baseline.
So that's going to go against Brady Bauer. That's going to be his third personal.
Inbounding from the baseline. You find Gus Tripp. Now looking for a little penetration. It's Caden Cott. He's nearly tied up. Gathers the loose ball. Hey, drives to the hoop. Shot off the mark. Out of bounds to Baraboo. Thunderbirds 37. Sparta 27. Checking back in. Owen Berendez. Replacing Tripp.
And Sparta's going to put on a little bit more of a press here.
Well, you mentioned that earlier, John. You think if this deficit continues to loom that they'd turn up the pressure a little bit, try to get back in this game. Under 12 minutes to play.
You know, the thing with that, though, is that can also hurt you.
Sure can. Thunderbirds working the ball around the perimeter. Now Rivas looks to penetrate. kicks it out. Finds Moon. Corner three. That's a Thunderbolt
for the Thunderbirds. John Moon with a triple.
Johnny's second field goal tonight. Now has five.
Barrena's looking to drive, but a nice dish to Nate Guns, who misses but is fouled. He's going to shoot a pair.
And I think that foul is going to go against Dan Olson.
So the Thunderbirds' big man, only one foul. That's good news for Coach Fish and the T-Birds.
I think Danny would tell you he got a block there.
Guns misses the first free throw. Now Danny would tell you this is a ball don't lie scenario. Checking out is Caden Cott. He's replaced by Everett Laufenberg. Guns' second free throw off the mark as well. Into the hands of Dan Olson. He says, see, I told you so. Hannigan comes away with it. Thunderbirds are going to reset. They lead by 13. 11 minutes to go. Hannigan on the drive. Look at a dish. Turnover out of bounds. Drove into traffic. Nothing doing. Isaiah Romano Thompson is going to re-enter, replacing Dan Olson.
45 still in the game. We just got to give him a different name every time he touches the ball.
Oh, okay. That works. Your turn.
Francisco Pizarro.
Doesn't look like a Francisco, but hey, I've been wrong before.
We're on the radio. People can't see what they look like.
Well, there's Francisco looking to drive from the wing. Picks up his dribble. Now they got it back to him. He's trapped. I thought he didn't have a dribble, but I guess he did. He drives, misses, but the rebound comes away to Nate Guns, who kicks it back out to Pizarro, who kicks it out for a three-ball look from the right wing. That is no good for, I believe that was Laufenberg, but there's a putback. There he is, Francisco Pizarro for two. He says it's Geyer, but Geyer's 12.
Yeah, I'm just going to put Pizarro down.
I'm not going to accuse Father Mowers of making up stuff, but, I mean, we're openly making up stuff. Hey, there's Brady Bauer. He shakes and bakes, but misses a jumper. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up in traffic. Misses. Guns comes away with the rebound. Here come the Spartans. They trail by 11. Laufenberg on the bounce. Working on Johnny Moon. Picks up his dribble. Finds Guns. Pizarro's got it. Swings over to Berendez for three. That's off the rim, no good. Hannigan with the rebound. Wants to push. He's got Romano Thompson out on the break. Layup left side, kisses it off the glass, and in. Isaiah Romano Thompson for two. Thunderbirds lead by 13. Pizarro now looking to drive. He is tied up. Ball is stolen away. Loose ball gathered by Zach True. And he is fouled on his shot attempt. No basket, but he is going to shoot two. We're going to have some substitutions to tell you about here after the first throw.
Now, I wonder if they switched the jersey for Geyer, and that might be Geyer.
Oh.
Maybe that had something to do with what was going out in front of the bench there.
Okay.
Because I don't see another number 12.
And Father Mowers is close enough where he can recognize faces, whereas it's tough for us up here. All right, we'll say that's Geyer, 45. So much for the Francisco Pizarro era. First free throw is good for Zach True, his first point. All right, so Brady Bauer checks out. He's replaced by Dan Olson. Meanwhile, we've got Gus Tripp entering the game along with Zach Gibson. They replace Geyer and Guns. Second free throw is in the air and good. Geyer and Guns would be a good name for a rock band. Gavin Reed is checking back in. He replaces Zach True. Baraboo 42, Sparta 31. 9.5 minutes to go. Some more token man-to-man pressure pulling back to midcourt from Sparta. Hannigan crosses the timeline. On the dribble, gives it up to Rivas. He's thinking about a three. He'll give it up to Romano Thompson. Romano Thompson drives all the way through the lane, gets to the rim. Ooh, it's off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Sparta. Here comes Berendez. Brennan's on the drive, through contact, draws a foul.
I think they're going to get Johnny Moon with a foul here.
I think you are right.
So for Johnny, that's his first team six foul. So
that's troublesome.
Yeah.
Bonus situation with 9 minutes to go. Berendez's first free throw is good.
Berendez now with 4 points.
Bear Lefevre replaces Johnny Moon. 10-point game. And if Berendez can sink this, I think it's going to be the closest they've been since late in the first half.
You are correct.
It is good indeed. Berendez has 5, and it's a 9-point game with 9 minutes to go. Here come the Thunderbirds. Bear Lefevre passes up a 3, drives, and they're going to get him with a ticky-tack travel.
Alex was just a little too unselfish there. I think he should have taken that shot.
Right. Of course, he's been a terrific player for the T-Birds. If he has one fault, that might be it. Not being selfish enough on the offensive end. And there's a pass into traffic. It's off a Thunderbird's foot, so the Spartans are going to inbound this one. They trail by 9. They're going to inbound from beneath their own basket. Berendez looking to inbound. He finds Tripp. Tripp's shot is blocked. Dan Olsen says, not today. Here comes Alex Hannigan. Finds a wide open Olsen. Doing it at both ends. Dan Olsen scores in transition. He has 6, and the Thunderbirds are leading by 11.
And that's a big swing because Sparta could have cut the lead to 6.
On the other end, there's a nice looking dish inside to Gavin Reed, who finishes. He's got 9. And we're back to a 9-point game. Spartans now extending the defense on the guards all the way out to half court. Hannigan on the dribble. Finds Olsen again. Sweet dish. Olsen off the glass. Scores.
And that's set up by a beautiful pass by Hannigan.
Hannigan and Olsen. An effective two-man game puts the T-Birds back up 11. Meanwhile, on the other end, shooting and missing is Caden Cott. But there's going to be a foul on the rebound.
Shooting foul is called against the Thunderbirds, number 5.
They got Hannigan with that foul.
So for Alex, that's going to be his third personal foul.
That sends Caden Cott to the line. And now the Thunderbirds are going to be in the penalty. Sparta will be shooting on fouls from here on out. Substitution, we have Grant Geyer checking back in for Zach Gibson. 8 minutes to go, 46-36. Second free throw is in the air and good for Cott. So he has 8. It's a 9-point game under 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, there must have been a uniform switch there.
Yeah, now it all makes sense. Driving to the lane, Carter Rivas is fouled. That's good you're here to figure out these things.
It's my eye for fashion.
They got Gavin Reed on that foul. Meanwhile, update from Reedsburg. It's the Beavers 48, Thunderbirds 42 with 10 minutes to go. Back here at Baraboo, Carter Rivas sinks a free throw. He's had a good night. He's got 8 points and counting. Thunderbirds' lead is back up to 10. Rivas' second free throw. That's good as well.
He's now perfect from the charity stripe, 4 for 4.
There's the announcer jinx, courtesy of John Gunnell. Owen Berendez looking to make something happen with a drive and a dish to Gavin Reed. His shot is no good, but he gets his own rebound. Put back off the rim, no good. Another opportunity. Gavin Reed's third attempt is no good. Ball's knocked around. Back into the hands of Caden Cott for 3 from the left wing. How about that? A triple chance opportunity results in a triple for the Spartans. It's now an 8-point game.
And 11 points on the night for Cott.
Baraboo 48, Sparta 40. Baraboo basketball. Dan Olsen looking to drive baseline, dribbles it off his foot, out of bounds. Ay, caramba. John Moon is going to re-enter, replacing Bear Lefevre.
Some question about who that went off of there, but it was pretty clear from where we sat.
I thought he got it right. Can't always listen to the fans. Sparta. Looking to penetrate. That is a sweet-looking pass to Gavin Reed. A dish from Caden Cott to Gavin Reed for 2. He's into double figures. 7 minutes left. It's a 6-point game. Alex Hannigan looking to answer. He does. He drives.
Sweet little finger roll that time.
Floats it in with the finger roll. Somewhere George Gervin is smiling.
The Iceman coming.
50-42, Baraboo leads Sparta. Owen Berendez finds Reed, back to Berendez right wing. Thinks about the three, doesn't pull it. Looking to drive on Hannigan with those three fouls. We got a block. I'm not sure who they got. If they got Olsen on that one? Or Hannigan. They did get Hannigan.
Oh. That's his fourth.
That's big trouble for the D-Birds.
Yeah, that's a tough one for the Thunderbirds there.
So it's an eight-point game. Owen Berendez is going to shoot one on one. That's the 18th foul on the Thunderbirds this half. It's in the air, and it's good. That's a big hit for Owen Berendez. And they're going to leave Hannigan in the game with those four fouls, at least for now. 6.5 minutes to go, seven-point game.
Well, the Spartans are going to be in the bonus all the way out here, and that's tough when they can cut into the lead without the clock ticking.
Second free throw is no good, but the Spartans come away with the rebound. They get a reload. Berendez, three from the left wing, no good. Tripp comes away with the loose ball, feeds Gavin Reed for two in the lane, and look out. It's a five-point game.
13 points now for Gavin Reed.
He comes in as their leading scorer, 21.8 per game. Rivas on the dribble. Coach Fish wants a timeout. So the Thunderbirds built leads of, what, as many as 13, 14? Somewhere in that neighborhood. The Spartans have whittled it down to just five with just over 6 minutes to go in the game.
If you're Coach Fish, you're reminding them that you do have the lead here.
Mm-hmm.
Still plenty of time in this game, though.
Momentum feels like it's gotten away, but you're still in the lead. You're still at home, in good shape.
And like we talked about, it's a game of runs, and then they're going on their run. Now we got to stop the bleed and hopefully go on a run of our own.
Exactly right. Thunderbirds looking to answer, trying to score a bucket here coming out of this timeout. Our halftime score was Baraboo 30, Sparta 21, and Thunderbirds were able to build on that, build a lead well into double digits, but Sparta has been on a run here due largely to some sweet passing to Gavin Reed, who's been effective scoring in the post, like you mentioned. He's been their leading scorer tonight. He's got, what, 15?
Yeah.
15 points. Meanwhile, the T-Birds, point guard and leading scorer, Alex Hannigan, has got four fouls. He's remained in the game. He's got those 10 points. A lot of that was toward the end of the first half when the T-Birds made their run to not only get back into this game, but to take control and to take that nine-point halftime lead. Thunderbirds are going to inbound from the far sideline. Johnny Moon's got it. He finds Hannigan. We're ticking down to 6 minutes to go in this non-conference affair. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell with you. It's Baraboo 50, Sparta 45. They find Isaiah Romano-Thompson in the lane. His shot is blocked by Gavin Reed. Loose ball comes away to Reed. He's in trouble, though, in the backcourt. A lot of pressure. Ball is tipped away. Hannigan's got a layup. He scores! Alex Hannigan, I believe that's 14 for him now. And the Thunderbirds lead by seven.
He does have 14 points tonight. That was a big basket.
Certainly was. Big turn of events for the T-Birds. Able to score on a steal in the backcourt. Now looking to operate on the perimeter and doing just that. Caden Cott.
He's used that spin move a couple times. He's just really quick.
Spinning and scoring. Driving from the wing all the way to the rim for two. And it's a five-point game once again. And meanwhile, the Thunderbirds have a turnover near the sideline. It'll be Sparta basketball. Brady Bauer is going to check back in, as is Bear Lefevre. They're going to replace John Moon and Isaiah Romano Thompson. Baraboo 52, Sparta 47, 5 minutes to go.
Maybe Brady can bring some of that offensive spark he brought earlier to the game.
He's defending Geyer at the point. Cott's going to fire a three off the mark, but he gets his own rebound. Nice hustle. He finds Reed in the lane, but Brady Bauer swats it away. Hannigan is fouled in the backcourt, and Brady Bauer is shaken up.
And I didn't see what happened there.
Well, he swatted the ball out of Reed's hands, yep. Knocked it loose. I didn't see what happened after that, after Hannigan came away with the ball. I think he might have got taken a shot to the chops, if you will. And Isaiah Romano-Thompson is going to check right back in, give Brady a chance to collect himself. And I'm seeing some smiles and giggles on the sideline, so I think it was a shot to a certain area. So that's only four team fouls for Sparta. Baraboo's going to inbound, and they're going to face full court pressure from the Spartans.
Well, we got ourselves a ball game here,
yes,
Ben.
We do. 52-47, Baraboo. They call off the dogs on the full court pressure. Dan Olson's dribbling beyond the arc. Looking to feed Hannigan. Kickstart this half-court offense. Hannigan finds Romano Thompson. He's going to get all the way to the rim again. Ooh! Shot attempt no good. Olson comes away with the loose ball. His shot attempt no good. Geyer grabs the rebound, and we've got a Baraboo foul.
And that's going to go against Dan, and I think that's going to be his second.
And Bauer has collected himself, and he's going to check back into this game. Boy, I thought Romano Thompson might get a call here on this end. He's done a nice job of barreling into the lane and not afraid to score through contact. Hasn't gotten the calls. So Geyer is going to be at the line. So that's the ninth team foul. A one-on-one opportunity. He sinks the first. That's a big one for the Spartans. Four-point game. Another free throw coming. 4.5 minutes to go here at Baraboo High School. Second shot is off the mark. Dan Olson comes down with the rebound. T-Birds looking to reassert control. Olson finds a wide open Brady Bauer under the hoop for two. Somebody lost track of Brady Bauer, and he scores in the paint. 6-point Baraboo lead. Geyer, though, penetrates, and he kisses one in off the glass. He's had a heck of a night.
16 points now for Geyer, I believe.
We talked about them. Well, they have kind of a trio of leading scorers. Geyer and Reed have been doing their thing. We haven't heard as much from Everett Laufenberg so far. And here's Brady Bauer driving and missing in the lane. Sparta comes away with the rebound. Geyer wants to penetrate. Kicks it out to Reed. Spartans are going to work their offense. They trail by four. Under 4 minutes to go. Berendis works around the screen. Hands to Geyer. Another loose ball on the floor. Sparta's able to gather. Come away with it. Geyer kicks it out. Caught dribbling out to the logo. Some exemplary defense by the T-Birds. Forces the Spartans to reset. We're ticking down to 3 minutes to go here at Baraboo High School. And there's a turnover. A pass out of bounds.
Might have gotten away with the travel, too.
Baraboo 54, Sparta 50. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go. A thrilling non-conference contest here tonight at Baraboo High School. Hannigan on the dribble. Looking to drive all the way. Kisses it off the glass just a little too strong. Brady Bauer comes away with the offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Rivas. Top of the key for three. That's a thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds.
And that's a big shot for Rivas, but we don't get that ball back if it wasn't for Dan Olson.
Yep, he tipped it away to Bauer, who got it to Rivas for the triple. And now we've got a 30-second timeout coming up for Sparta. A big turn of events there for the T-Birds. Like you mentioned, they're able to get some hustle board points there with a tipping around a loose ball, gathering an offensive rebound, kicking it out to a wide-open shooter.
This has been a fun one. 7-point lead now for the Thunderbirds again, but you can't count Sparta out.
It's Baraboo 57, Sparta 50. 2 minutes, 43 seconds to go in the ball game. A couple of outstanding performances tonight. Like you mentioned, Geyer and Reed are both at or around 16 points for the Spartans.
Geyer's at 16 and Reed is at 13.
And Rivas has had a nice night for the T-Birds. I got him
all
at,
of his
what,
points coming 12? In the second half.
Right? Hannigan's got 14. Some standout performances both ways. And, of course, Dan Olson, he's got 8 points, but he's done so much good work on the boards and just hustling, getting the loose balls. Sparta basketball, they're going to inbound from the far sideline, trailing by 7. Geyer finds Reed, who hands to Cott. Cott with the kick out to Berendis. He wants to drive. He gets into the lane, scores, and draws a foul. An and-one opportunity for the Spartans. And they got Olson on the foul. Oh, I take it back. Lefevre on the foul. 5-point game, pending the free throw. It's in the air, and it is good for Owen Berendis.
So back to a 4-point lead.
Back down to four. They're showing some token man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Carter Rivas dribbles across midcourt. Going to get the T-Birds into their offense. Picks up his dribble. Finds Brady Bauer. Bauer pass is intercepted by Gus Tripp. but it's poked away by Rivas.
Wow, heck of a play by Rivas. Just
and they're
going to
say
there.
He was stepping on. He stepped on the end line. Now, yeah, nice hustle play, possibly prevented a layup. And Isaiah Romano Thompson is going to check back in for the T-Birds. He's going to get Brady Bauer. So it's Baraboo 57, Sparta 53. 2 minutes, 16 seconds to go. Sparta is going to inbound from the baseline underneath its basket. Geyer looking for an open teammate. He finds Gavin Reed. Hands to Cott, who's going to patiently set things up. Looking to drive on Hannigan. Spin move. Gets into the lane, kisses it off the glass.
And we've seen that move a number of times, and we just haven't had an answer for it.
Spartans have nearly clawed all the way back. They trailed by double digits earlier in the half. They now trail by only two on this end. Thunderbirds have the ball in the hands of Alex Hannigan. He gets all the way to the rim and misses again. Oh, he's had a few of those floaters just lip off the rim. Isaiah Romano-Thompson with
a diving, hustling
play, knocks the ball off of Geyer. It'll be Thunderbird basketball. Sweet hustle play by Isaiah Romano-Thompson.
Very impressed by that. Just the effort. Whether that would have went off him or not, just the effort you have to applaud.
And every play like that could make all the difference in this tight contest. Baraboo will inbound on the baseline. Hannigan finds Rivas. Left wing. And we got a foul out on the perimeter.
I think it's going to go against Gavin Reed.
Refs are talking things over. Nope. They got Gus Tripp.
Oh.
Gus Tripp, his first personal foul. Team's fifth.
So that's five team fouls now for the Spartans. We'll see if that comes into play in the final minute and a half. Tanner Geckerman's going to check back in, replacing Romano Thompson.
He gets a nice round of applause from the Thunderbird faithful for his effort.
Sure thing. So Bear LaFever is going to inbound from the sideline in front of the Thunderbirds bench. He finds Hannigan. Minute and a half to go. 2-point Baraboo lead. Can they hold on for a non-conference win here at home? Hannigan finds Olson. He's going to dribble out. Oh, he finds a wide open Bear LaFever. Oh, he was open under the hoop and didn't know it. Gets it back to Olson, kicks it out to Hannigan. Hannigan kicks it out to Geckerman. Three ball, right wing, off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Gavin Reed. And what do we got? Okay, we got a violation of some kind. I don't think it's a foul, though.
No, it wasn't called a foul.
Was that a flop warning? I wonder if they gave him a flop warning for the previous play when LaFever had the ball in the lane and didn't even realize how open he was. I don't know. Well, in any event, a minute to go, 2-point game, Sparta basketball. They could tie or take the lead for the first time in quite some time here tonight. Spartans moving to our left, wearing their road maroon jerseys with gold trim. Cott on the drive, finds Geyer. Geyer to Tripp, Tripp to Reed. Reed over to Berendez. Berendez picks up his dribble. He's double-teamed. That should be an alternating possession. It'll stay with the Spartans. But that's another play, John, where you never know. That could come in big down the stretch here in the final minutes.
42 seconds left on the clock.
Hey, I guessed one right. I recognize the hand motion, the flop warning. That's a point of emphasis for WIAA officials this year, flop warnings and flop calls, fake fouls. Geckerman checks out. He's replaced by Romano Thompson. Grant Geyer looking for a teammate. He inbounds to Reed.
So who is the flop warning against?
I don't recall that. Reed spins and scores with the left hand off the glass. Big bucket for Gavin Reed, and we are all tied at 57. 30 seconds to go. Can the T-Birds score and salt away a win? Hannigan on the dribble. Right wing. They're going to call a timeout. Coach Fish wants a timeout. Yeah, I forget which player that was, but that's one, too, where we'll probably watch the film back, and if Bear LaFever sees it, he'll be like, I was all alone under the hoop. Guy flopped. I couldn't just turn around and put it in, but easy to say. Harder to do when you can't see who's behind you or not behind you. Well, this has been a barn burner throughout. The Spartans had an early lead before Baraboo took control, went into the halftime locker room with a 9-point advantage. Now Sparta has clawed all the way back. They just tied the game for the first time since midway through the first half, we're all tied at 57. It'll be Baraboo basketball with 21 seconds to go. Baraboo has the alternating possession arrow in their favor. However, it's a double bonus situation. Any foul Baraboo might commit will result in two shots.
And Baraboo is not in the bonus.
Right. Now, I don't know. I'm guessing Sparta's not going to try to give any fouls here and get into the bonus unless they absolutely have to. Tie ball game, do you think they just play this out?
You would think so, but there's some benefit in a game like this of being able to put someone at the line.
So Baraboo's going to inbound from the sideline right in front of us here. Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by the beloved John Gunnell. We're thrilled to be with you to bring you this exciting contest between the Baraboo Thunderbirds and the Sparta Spartans, whether you're with us on 99.7 Max
Someone's
FM.
Someone's going to have to inbound the ball.
Or on the Civic Media app or on the NFHS network. Bear LaFever is at the controls. He fires to Hannigan. Hannigan's going to dribble it up. Man-to-man defense for Sparta. Under 20 seconds to go. Hannigan works around to Olsen's screen. And there's a foul. Interesting. That was a foul kind of a... That looked like a foul he was trying to give just in case they need it. So that's a sixth team foul, and that makes some sense. Gives you that option of getting into the bonus if you need to, depending on what shakes out here in the final 13 seconds. Foul to give. They're out of fouls to give. Oh, Hannigan.
I don't know if you want to give him one here.
I would think not. He works around an Olsen screen, right wing. Picks up his dribble. Draws a foul. And he was stuck in no man's land. But he's able to draw the foul. And Alex Hannigan, I believe he's going to shoot two. He will indeed. He's going to shoot two. With 2 seconds, not even 1.9 seconds to play, I see his mother down below looking nervous. First free throw is in the air and bounces off the rim. No good. Isaiah Romano Thompson is going to check back in, replacing Tanner Geckerman.
Alex. Well, with 1.9 left, this is not as good as it gets.
1.9 seconds. We are all tied at 57. Baraboo is at the line. Their point guard, Alex Hannigan, shooting one for what most likely would be the win. Free throw is in the air. And it's good! Sparta's going to inbound. Guyer, are they going to get a quick timeout? Yeah, we're going to have a timeout. Yeah, he figured they would take that timeout. Yep. And I wonder if they're going to look at the clock at all, if that was called before the inbound. That's what Coach Ben Schell is going to ask about. He wants his full 1.9 seconds, I think.
I don't blame him.
Clutch free throw from Alex Hannigan puts the Thunderbirds up 58-57 in the final second. And the officials are going to talk this over. Both benches looking for clarification on the clock. It will be Sparta basketball. They're going to be inbounding from the baseline. They got a long way to go. All right, so seeing Alex Hannigan at the line with his mother watching reminds me of a Badger game. Devin Harris got fouled at big game against Illinois Conference Championship on the line. He's got two shots to win it. He misses the first. Ken Cady is at this game. He told me his wife turned to him and said, "I just feel so terrible for his mother." Exact same situation here. Just as Devin sank that shot and sent the Badgers to a conference championship, Alex Hannigan sinks a free throw and barring a miracle shot with 1.9 seconds left.
The clock isn't right, though. It says 19
seconds.
I think
they just need to move the decimal point, but that does give you some indication they're going to go 1.9 seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that easy to move the decimal point
right
on the scoreboard.
Right. Instead of that 0.7. that perhaps Baraboo might have thought they had. Now, Sparta does need to travel the length of the floor here. They're inbounding from the far baseline, 1.9 seconds. Now, if you're Coach Fish, do you apply pressure? Do you put somebody on the passer?
I think you put a little bit of pressure on, but you don't want to get too close.
Don't do anything dumb, especially in a bonus situation.
And it's a super bonus situation.
Right. Brady Bauer is on the inbounder. Berenice gets it into Tripp. Tripp's going to fire from half court. It's off the mark. And the Thunderbirds claim a 58-57 win in an absolute thriller here in non-conference action at Baraboo High School. Let me give you a quick update in the girls' game. The Thunderbirds trail the Beavers at Reedsburg, 57-44, under 4 minutes to play. I'm going to give John a minute to compile all his statistics. What a ball game here at Baraboo High School. Thunderbirds trailed early, got back in it, took control with a 9-point lead at the half. However, the Spartans of Sparta put on a game comeback, coming all the way back to tie the score, but never did take the lead. Thunderbirds able to seal a win with a clutch Alex Hannigan free throw with under 2 seconds remaining. Baraboo 58, Sparta 57. We'll remind you that our next broadcast will be of the girls' game Tuesday night when the Thunderbirds host McFarland. Christy Feld and I will be on the call for that one. My partner John Gunnell and I will join you for the next boys' home game. It's going to be 2 more weeks if you can stand to be without us that long. Friday, December 27th, when the Thunderbirds host Lodi. What do you think, John? Do you have our leading scorers for us?
I do have our leading scorers for us. And first for the Spartans, they were led tonight by Grant Geyer, who finished with 16. Caden Cott had 15, and Gavin Reed had 15 as well. So three players there in double digits for the Spartans. Rounding out the scoring for Sparta, Owen Berendez had 9, and Zach True had 2. So not a lot of scoring outside of the big three. They finished 12 of 19 from the free throw line. The Thunderbirds were led tonight by Alex Hannigan, who finished with 15 points. Carter Rivas added 12, all of coming in the second half. So he was a huge factor in tonight's game for the Thunderbirds. Dan Olson finished with 8. Johnny Moon finished with 5. Isaiah Romano Thompson with 6. Brady Bauer with 7. And Tanner Geckerman finished with 3. And Bear Lefevre added 2 for the Thunderbirds. The Thunderbirds were 7 of 8 from the charity stripe tonight. Pretty nice night.
And they needed every last one of them.
They needed every last one of them. So, you know, early in the season, that's a win that you can build on, you know. And I think that the Thunderbirds will. I've been real impressed so far with these youngsters who've come up, and they've really done a nice job, and they're going to grow. And there'll probably be some learning, you know, like growing pains along the way. But I think overall, you know, they have a lot to build on, and Coach Fish has this team playing hard.
So the T-Birds, with this non-conference victory, improved to 3-2. The Spartans fall to 3-2. Spartans will next be in action at Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday. And as we told you previously, the T-Birds have a pair of road games next week, but both are pretty easily drivable.
They get to be
the
road
first
dogs.
One anyway, road dogs. They're going to be at Wisconsin Dells on Tuesday and at McFarland on Thursday. So two big road games coming up this week for the T-Birds leading into the holiday break. Well, what would you say were the keys to getting back in this game, taking control, and closing it out tonight, John?
Well, I think it's more a matter of closing it out because we didn't get back into the game. We kind of let the Spartans back into the game.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, I'll tell you, it wasn't for lack of effort. It wasn't like, you know, you got this big lead and then you kind of coasted and they kind of chipped away at it. Thunderbirds played hard the entire game, and when tested, they answered it. And every time the Spartans would cut into that lead, the Thunderbirds would respond, and in the end it just took a free throw.
You talked about it being a game of runs, and the Spartans certainly had an impressive run there late in the second half, but the T-Birds were able to withstand it.
Well, it's also it's nice to see some senior leadership coming from Alex Hannigan and Dan Olson, and then you have some underclassmen chipping in. Carter Rivas had a huge second half for the Thunderbirds, and I thought his contributions were vital to success tonight. And then you had Brady Bauer, who came in early in the game and provided a spark, and I think we're going to see great things from Brady as the year progresses as well.
Yeah,
nice team win. You know, yeah. I mean, you look at some players who maybe didn't have a lot of scoring, but they certainly made a difference in the game tonight. I think kids came in off the bench and gave the Thunderbirds quality minutes. I'm thinking of Johnny Moon as one, and Tanner Geckerman, and those kids came in and did a really nice job. And the Thunderbirds are going to need that. It's going to be a team effort all the way.
Speaking of team efforts, we have some bad news from Reedsburg. Final score, Beavers 64, Baraboo Girls 47 in the girls' game. So they take that long-standing, bitter rivalry. The Beavers take the win tonight. But here at Baraboo High School, we're happy to report the Thunderbirds victorious, 58-57 over Sparta. We hope you can join Christy and I for the girls' game this coming Tuesday night. And join John and I again 2 weeks from tonight for some more Baraboo High School basketball. For John Gannell, I am Ben Bromley wishing you a pleasant evening and a happy holiday season.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight. Snow showers for tomorrow, some sleet, freezing rain, and rain possible at times. Highs climb to the mid-30s. The wintry mix ends tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday, high near 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 14 degrees right now.
EG Reedsburg.
Yeah! 97.